And you are tuned to the Texas Standard on this Tuesday. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. There was a gas explosion in Dallas last month in which a 12-year-old girl was killed. The event caused the evacuation of a northwest neighborhood of close to 3,000 people as well. Well, now the Dallas Morning News is reporting that the gas company that services the area, Atmos Energy, knew about concerns before the explosion. Investigative reporter Carrie Aspinwall joins us now with the details. Carrie, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
It's my understanding you obtained emails that suggest that Atmos Energy crews were investigating and repairing multiple gas leaks very close to that home that exploded the next day, killing the 12-year-old girl. What do those emails tell you, and how do they differ from the information given by the company?
Well, we knew that there were fires the 2 days preceding the February 23rd explosion that killed the little girl, but we didn't know where Atmos was, if they'd been out there. The neighbors had told us that they'd seen trucks, that they'd seen Atmos workers out there, that they had smelled leaks and called, but we didn't have any documents showing that. So when we obtained these emails from the Railroad Commission, we found one that was very clearly dated about 12 hours before the explosion, that had an Atmos employee referencing their crews in the area investigating two leaks that they said were related to cooking fires, but they kind of blamed them as more kitchen fires, and that there didn't seem to be a sense of urgency on their part. They didn't evacuate the neighborhood. They didn't shut down the pipeline. So it raises questions about, should they have done more? Should they have notified the people in the area? Why didn't they seem as concerned about these two leaks as the neighbors did? Because a lot of neighbors had told us and had said at public meetings that they called and they could smell gas. They knew something was wrong.
How long had people been reporting the smell of gas before this incident?
We don't know for certain. We've tried to ask for calls for service from the city of Dallas, and we're waiting on those records. But neighbors told us that for the week before, I think the first fire that broke out was February 21st, and there was another fire on the 22nd. And those houses were on the street directly behind the house that exploded February 23rd. They share an alley. But one neighbor, a man that we interviewed in our story, mentioned that the very first house fire that broke out, it didn't feel like a house fire to him. It felt like an explosion. It woke him from his sleep early in the morning.
So tell me a little bit about the pipelines. It's my understanding that Atmos now says that the pipes going to this neighborhood were made of steel, as they used to be back in the 40s and 50s, I suppose.
Correct. We did get confirmation from them and the Railroad Commission that these were steel pipes. We don't know every other detail about them, but pretty much after the 1970s, they started using plastic PVC for pipes because it's more flexible, it's less rigid, and there's been cases nationally in other states and cities where the steel pipes, you know, bend to pressure or leak or corrode in spots. And, you know, we had heavy rains the week that this happened. So Atmos was very quick to kind of blame the weather and mention that this was an unprecedented event. But yeah, a lot of people have questions about their pipes and their neighborhood. And we've tried to find out and get a map from, you know, where are the steel pipes in Dallas neighborhoods? Where are the cast iron ones? Where are the PVC, the older PVC? And Atmos won't give us the maps. They claim that it's a security risk. I think these security provisions came up after 9/11, as many things did. I guess they were, at the time, used concerns about terrorism to kind of make the records less public and less available to people, and that information became harder to get.
Let's talk about this neighborhood. Service for 2,800 people has been cut off. What does that do? Has the neighborhood been evacuated, and where have they gone?
Yeah, so a couple days after the house exploded and the girl died, I guess Atmos found so many leaks and so many problems that they decided to take all the people out of that neighborhood, evacuate immediately, because they just couldn't get a handle on it. The emails show that they did a pressure test on one of the pipes and it just couldn't hold pressure, which means there's probably a lot of leaks on it. And they found at least 28 in like a 2 day period. So they evacuated the neighborhood, they cut off gas service, and they're replacing all of those steel distribution pipes and the service lines to the individual homes. So a lot of people had to go to hotels or with vouchers, but, you know, some people have pets or they want to be with their stuff. So there's a lot of people who are just living in their houses right now without gas. So they don't have hot water. They can't use their washer and dryer sometimes. The company has set up service stations and is trying to help with stipends and housing, but the neighbors are really frustrated. Some people said, you know, that this doesn't cover all their expenses.
Is there an authority beyond the Railroad Commission that could have authority in a case like this?
So the Texas Railroad Commission is investigating this incident and the decisions leading up to it and whether any state rules were broken. Because this is considered a significant incident and there was a death, the National Transportation Safety Board is now
Interesting.
investigating as well.
Carrie Aspinwall is an investigative reporter for the Dallas Morning News. We'll have a link to her latest to texasstandard.org. Carrie, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.